This is the Malin Slice of Life podcast for March 19th, 2006. Today, you will hear a Freedom Box / tech ramble, which I attempted to cut down to, well, I'm not quite sure how long it is, but I will soon know that. I'm speaking with Myrna Voda, who works at the Lighthouse, and you'll find all that out. The podcast was done, as you'll hear, on March 6th, but this has been my first opportunity to upload it, as I seem to be backlogged with podcasts, either listening to them or creating them. I'll apologize for Myrna's puppy, I can't remember his name, who was not happy about being tied up for a bit. And he was quite vocal in his dissatisfaction. Otherwise, I hope you enjoy this little tech ramble. And it ends rather abruptly because I did chop it off where I thought we sort of started to get a little afield, let's put it that way, far afield. So, take care, enjoy. You know you can contact me through superlyn@earthlink.net if you like, or even through the BCT email list. Okay? Take care. All right, today is, what is today? March 6th, yeah. 2006. Mm-hmm. And I'm, of course, Lynette, with Maria Rios and Myrna Voda, Our Lady of Perpetual Technology.
Probably will never live it down.
No, you won't.
I will never live that down.
Myrna is the, Myrna, what is your title on?
Yeah. Something like, something like senior technologies, senior assistive technology specialist.
Excellent.
At Lighthouse International.
Cool. Myrna, do you mind if I come around that way so I can...
Come around that way.
Or are your speakers facing me?
No, but if my speakers are up... Let's see, my speakers are down here toward me.
Okay.
So, sure.
Take my chair.
Oh,
okay, yeah. Thank you. All right, cool. Well, Myrna, I have to tell you that we have been... I'm going to drag this over here. We have been so... You know, I've been so wanting to see this... pass me the recorder, Marie. This Freedom Box.
Yeah.
You know, and then so that I can get
the hang of it here.
Some kind of enlightenment.
You have to tell people that I don't. That when I show people, right now I'm not working for any particular company.
Uh-huh.
And so what I show people is kind of what I picked up and what I think is kind of
cool.
You know, neat and stuff.
That's
like
even
that.
Better.
And
because it's your own viewpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people say, you know, what's better, this or this? And I'll say, no, you got to look at it for yourself.
Didn't I get that all the time?
I really can't.
Well, should
tell
I use Zoom Text or Magic? Should I use JAWS or whatever? I said, you know what? You got to come to that on your own.
Yeah, because it depends on what you.
Right.
Or
what you want to
exactly.
do,
and what's
exactly.
comfortable for you.
So, you know, I discovered this, and Mike Calvo came to the Lighthouse a couple times,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy it home because we watch movies. We don't really watch movies because there's no visual on them. But there are like 500 movies up here. Which I'll show you. Oh, no, it's really cool.
And Myrna, can you explain? I know that I have to get separate. That there is a Freedom Box, which
mm-hmm.
is the program.
Right.
And then there's a key that you can take
okay.
to
so,
any...
Okay, so it comes in many...
Different
yeah.
things, right?
It comes in
it comes
many forms.
Flavors.
It comes in many flavors. So here's the deal. You can have it on your... You're gonna have. You're gonna.
Is your puppy all right?
My puppy is. My puppy is doing his puppy thing.
Oh, all right.
Okay. You
know. He just. Ah, I gotta get on this toe. You know. I gotta, he's talking about Freedom Box.
Oh, okay.
So there's. You can have Freedom Box on your desktop, laptop. You know, PC. Okay.
Okay.
And then use it at home. And then there's this cool thing that they have called the Key to Freedom. What it is it's a thumb drive, really.
Mm-hmm.
And you can plug it into anybody's PC. It goes in a USB port. And the cool part is you don't need administrative privileges to do it.
Nice.
Which is kind of neat. And then the key, you can store other files on it, and it actually, if you plug it in and it gets on the internet, if there's an update to Freedom Box, it will tell you.
Wonderful.
And then if you, the other thing is you can have a passkey, which is a little CD-ROM, and so that you just put it in a CD-ROM drive. That doesn't update. And that just goes into anybody's computer. Sometimes there are some things the key doesn't like to work with. It doesn't like Easy CD Creator. If you have Easy CD Creator on your system, they've gotten around the Nero problem, and they're working around the Easy CD Creator problem. So on this computer, I have an account, and right now I'm going to go to the desktop because I got to find Freedom Box, and I'm going to take JAWS out of here.
Okay.
I use everything. I have JAWS on here. I have Window Eyes on here. You name it. I got, you know.
Do you have HAL?
No, I don't have HAL.
Okay.
Somebody's supposed to give me a demo disc, and they never did. So
it's coming, folks.
It's coming, yeah. But I have JAWS, and I have Window Eyes on here, so I don't want to be, you know, I'm not partial to anybody here. And
how big is your hard drive that you can hold all that in here?
This one, I think, is a 40 or a 60.
And that's good stuff.
But you know, and this one we use as a training laptop we have some software, some Lighthouse software on here that I can train people on. And the other laptop is my test machine because I do a lot of beta testing for a lot of people. So, all right, so we're going to go.
Windows app, desktop, folder view app, FS read app, Freedom Box.
All right. So we have Freedom Box. We're going to kick JAWS out for a second, and we're going to let Freedom Box. And Freedom Box is cool because it can work with a lot of speech engines now. It works with DeckTalk, and it works with NeoSpeech, which people know from Kurzweil.
Mm. Yes, yeah. Kate.
Yes, I love Kate. I love her.
She's cool.
Okay, so it's not true anymore. It's probably the network cable was out or something. So we'll enter and see if it comes up. Sometimes it takes a little bit to come up.
Okay.
And you'll hear they have another product called System Access, which actually got...
Somebody did on the BCT podcast System Access, but not too many of us know this software, and he really didn't go into it much.
It's a very...
Xbox 2.2.1.
Oh. Okay, that's Paul.
Okay, right.
Because I have...
Update for the Freedom Box software has been downloaded and will now be installed. This will probably take no more than a minute, but Freedom Box will need to be restarted. Freedom Box may also need to restart this computer, so if you are running any other applications, please save your work and close those applications now. If you would prefer not to install this update now, press the cancel button. Okay.
But let's press the what button?
Cancel button.
Okay.
I'm going to say okay. Because see, so you see what happens. If there's an update, you don't even have to ask for it. It just comes.
I like it. Cool.
And there it comes.
And that speech sounds great. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's NeoSpeech. NeoSpeech, you can download it here. There's a smaller version than what you normally have.
Freedom Box 2.2.1. Account number, edit 718.
But it's really, I'm gonna hit the control.
Okay.
It's really filled in there, and then the password is really filled in.
Yeah. Password.
And it's ready to read it off.
Yeah, I'm going to do it again so you can hear it. See, this is the account. I'm going to tab and shift tab it.
Yeah, password field filled.
So password field is filled already. You know that.
Oh.
And then here comes the login button. He says button.
The Freedom Box Network.
You're logged on.
Those are real voices.
Yeah.
You are located at the Freedom Box desktop.
Okay, and then what do you
want? System Access 2.0 release candidate 3B is now active.
Please choose.
Okay, what you just heard.
What is now active?
What you just heard is System Access release candidate 3B is now active. Because System Access will take over when you exit Freedom Box, and System Access will access the Windows desktop. And actually, it accesses more applications now. They've got it working with Word really well, and they've got it working with Microsoft Outlook, and they've got
so
it work with
System
IE.
Access is a speech program.
It's gotten to be a screen reader. It wasn't
screen
in the
reader.
Beginning. You know, it was just a way to kind of access your Windows desktop, but now it's getting to look more like a screen reader.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, is System Access also Freedom Box? Is that the same company?
It's Serotech. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they, you know, because before in their first iteration of this, they just had Freedom Box, and then if you exited Freedom Box, you were kind of, you know, nowhere.
Are
you all right?
Yeah, he really is. He's performing for you. He's on tie down. He's just performing.
It's do you want to untie him?
I'm not even going to tell you what school he's from. That's already. No, he's a good boy.
He just doesn't like being.
He just says, he wants to get in on this. So he
said, I'm going to get in on it somehow.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Captain, be quiet. Thank you. All right. So it's really, you know, it really is grown into a screen reader, but Freedom Box itself is kind of neat. We're going to concentrate on that now, and then we can tell you a little bit later of that the other. But so you're at the Freedom Box desktop. So it's just a straight out menu, and you can tab or you can down arrow.
Okay.
Either way you want to do it, I'm going to do a control home to go to the top of the page, just like you're doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
If I can remember, home is on the system. Yeah, I can. I've got three laptops today, one at home and two here, and everybody has a different keyboard layout, so weird. Oh, it's totally weird.
Start up page.
You are located at the Freedom Box desktop.
And so as I down...
What would you like to do now? 1, Freedom Box Network. 2, email. 3, media library. 4, notes. 5,
my file.
6, active download. 7, instant messenger. 8.
Wow. Instant messenger.
And then it is Freedom Scan, and if we have this hooked up to a scanner, you can scan. It's not as sophisticated as Kurzweil or OpenBook.
But it does the basics.
Yeah,
it does scan and read, right?
It does the basics, yeah.
9, bookmarks.
And bookmarks are really websites that you...
Oh, okay.
10,
help.
And there's an extensive help system on here. So if you enter it on here...
New window. Heading, Freedom Box Online Help. We strongly recommend that you read the entire help content immediately and certainly before calling technical support with a question. Most common questions are addressed in help. In addition, help shows you shortcuts and techniques to get more from your Freedom Box. It's well worth the read. Commands used by Freedom Box are specific to Freedom Box and not dependent on the underlying software platform. You will use the same commands whether accessing Freedom Box in a Linux environment. For example, however, Freedom Box system access will allow for the use of underlying Windows and application-supported commands. Help is available for the following products. Freedom Box Browser. Freedom Box System Access. If you do need assistance...
Now, did you do the down arrow or something?
No,
right?
No.
Oh, it went boop, boop.
I called 866-202.
Okay, the reason it went boop is it's a link.
Oh, okay.
So you can... And there is a preference. You can... I'm gonna get out of help.
Freedom Box Desktop.
And I'm going to do a control P for you, because... Is it control P or LP? I haven't done it in so long.
Well, we'll find out.
No, it's an LP. Sorry. Nope, we don't want it.
Desktop.
We don't want it. Okay, so let's do an LP.
New window. Freedom Box Preferences.
1.
General Preferences.
On it.
2.
The stories it would tell.
3.
Display Preferences.
4.
Speech Recognition Preferences.
5.
Password Manager.
6.
System Access Preferences.
7.
Manage My Home Server.
8.
Now, what's your home server?
You can have, if you have your computer running at home, mm-hmm. you can access your computer at home.
Oh.
With this. Yeah. So if I wanted to, let's do the preference, because, fun thing for you, Lynette, because you've got some site.
Yeah.
There's, I want to do something for you.
7. 5.
Password.
4.
Speech recognition.
3.
Display.
I want to do this one for you, because partially sighted people sometimes get left out of the loop.
Well,
and that's not fair. So,
well, thank
because
you.
People want to see the screen, you know.
Yeah.
If you're totally blind, you don't care, but if people, you know, and sometimes people will see, they just really want to see the screen.
Yeah.
So,
and it says Freedom Box Preferences.
So we're going to go into Display Preferences.
Display Preferences. Use colors defined by web page authors. Check box, not checked.
So you can say, I don't want to use the colors designed by web page, I'm going to keep my same colors.
Okay.
And then?
Use the operating system's default color scheme. Check box, not checked.
That's cool. That's very much like what you can do in the Internet Explorer.
Drop down list.
Now there's foreground colors.
Yep.
So you can choose from any number of foreground colors.
Cool.
Background color, drop down list. Selected.
And then you can choose that, but you've got a whole list.
Unvisited link color, drop down list.
Yeah, cool. Excellent.
Okay.
Active link color, drop
down. Active link, hover color, sometimes they have.
Visited link color, drop down list.
So a different color for each of those links.
Font size pixels, drop down list. Selected.
Nice.
Okay, now I can go down to.
But, okay.
Wait a minute.
Drop down list, selected.
Okay, I can say.
Please choose 24.
I just did an alt down arrow to say, hey, I want to get into this.
Okay.
28, 30, 32, 36, 40.
So if I made it like that for you, Lynette.
Mm-hmm.
If I made a very, very large font, like 40.
Yes.
40. Okay, but.
I'm going to say okay.
Freedom box preferences.
3.
Ooh.
You see that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, is that too big?
No, that's cool.
So now you've got...
You have general preferences.
Right.
Okay.
Now she can see it. So now... Yeah.
Text-to-speech.
Yeah. Now, if I go into text-to-speech...
4.
Speech recognition preferences.
5.
Password manager.
6.
System access.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I missed
5.
It.
5. 4. 3. 2.
Text-to-speech
preferences. That's it. Yep.
I'm going to go in here.
Text-to-speech preferences. Text-to-speech engine. Drop down list.
So I'm going to...
Neo speech voice text.
And I can open
Please
it.
Please choose Neo speech voice text. Neo speech voice text. Neo speech voice text.
I guess it's Neo speech voice text.
Okay. Here's Microsoft. It was at the bottom.
Okay.
Microsoft speech API 5. Phonics Deck Talk US English.
Oh.
Oh, I can go and say that.
Look at that.
Deck Talk US English.
Is this thing Deck Talk?
Deck Talk. Uh-huh.
This is Deck Talk.
So if I did that.
Yeah.
This is the test of your speech settings.
Oh.
There's Deck Talk.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Okay, and I can have the voices, but if I come back.
Text to speech engine, drop down list. Please choose Phonics Deck Talk UK Microsoft Speech API. Microsoft Speech API.
We're not going to do Microsoft Speech.
No, please.
Please. No, I'm going to choose.
No.
This is a test of your speech settings. Voice list selected. Paul.
But.
Paul. Paul. Paul.
Kate.
There's Kate.
Yeah, cool.
I love Kate.
I like Kate. She's
my
good.
Favorite reader in the world.
Faster.
Button.
This
they
is a
say.
Test of your speech settings.
And I can make it slower.
Slower. But this is a test of your speech settings.
So speaking if I leave it on
rate.
Kate now.
Button.
Oh, and I can make her higher. So.
This is a test of your speech settings. This is a test of your speech settings.
Poor Kate, look.
Yeah, she's getting a little frantic.
Yeah.
She said, this is a test of your speech settings!
Test of your speech this is a test of your speech settings.
She's better there.
Drop down list.
I have a punctuation.
Okay, but...
And I have an okay.
Yeah.
Now we've got...
Box preferences. 2.
Now I've got Kate.
Preferences.
I'm going to escape out of here.
Cool. Now you can escape. You didn't have to hit an okay or
no,
do anything
I
like that.
No, I just escaped
okay.
out of here. So now, okay. So freedom of speech, you can do email. You can do...
surfing?
You can do... Now, we haven't... You can and you can surf at any time.
Yeah, let me put it on. Very good.
So, okay. So we're doing a thousand things. We're doing Freedom Box, and I'm now taking the help desk while my colleague is out for a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
If the phone rings. Okay, so... So now I have Kate. So you have all this stuff that you can do. Now, at any point in time, you can browse.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go in a menu. If I want to go to a website and I have Freedom Box up, and the cool thing about it, you might hear when I'm going to go to Amazon purposely because you're going to hear something. When I go to a site, mm-hmm. you might hear Seesaw. You go, Seesaw? I'm not on a playground with it.
Seesaw.
Seesaw stands, and I can't tell you the inaccurate, but it's community something. And what it is that people who kind of pass a little test can go and find out what the links really should be labeled.
Oh.
And there's a way to say, okay, I'm gonna label this. Now, Joss has a thing
like
that.
I was going to just tell you about
right,
the labeler. It's
right,
so cool.
Right, Joss is a labeler.
The custom
here's
labeler.
The difference.
Yeah.
The Joss custom labels are on your machine, but you can share them with people if you send them the files for your personal settings.
Uh-huh.
But what happens on Freedom Box is if you PS this test and you label and you're sure that it's labeled correctly, you can submit it. Once you submit that label,
it's there for all.
Yes, everybody who goes on Freedom Box now gets the label.
Nice.
Oh.
So you'll see, you know Amazon. And you know how crummy Amazon is
please.
With its abidals. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes, exigibidals.
Okay. So I'm going to do a control O, and that'll say, hey, open up a website.
And then I want to see
please
this movie
the address of the website you want to open.
So I'm going
to
go.
www.amazon.com.
Okay.
New window.
That's going to be
Amazon.com. Online shopping for electronics, apparel, computers, books, DVDs, and more.
Okay, I'm going to just down arrow.
It says Amazon.
Content goes here simple.
Okay, it did load. So now.
Content goes here simple.
Content goes here simple. Yeah, I've been seeing that on Amazon for some strange reason.
Content goes here simple.
I.
Logo. Link. Your store.
You hear these?
Link your store.
See all 32 product categories. Link. Your account. Link. Cart. Link. Wish list. Link. Help. Link. Gold box.
Whose box?
Gift ideas.
Gold box.
Okay.
Gift ideas.
Link. International. Link. New releases. Link. Top sellers.
So you see no more craziness?
Yeah.
It's really, really nice. And if I search for something, if I go back up the top, and again, I can do an F because I'm saying, where's my form field?
Search. Drop down list. Selected. Cool. Amazon.com.
Okay, I'm going to tab.
Search. Edit.
Now, you know how JAWS and Window Eyes, you got to go into Forms
mode? That's right.
Or
MSAA.
Yeah, or Browse Off now.
Browse, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I don't.
Oh.
I can just start typing.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
I can do the same, by the way, with System Access, too. Okay. I can just start typing. You don't have to, because a lot of times what happens is that you've got JAWS or Window Eyes loaded on your machine. Somebody who's sighted comes along, and they go, I can't type.
Can I tell you, I had 64 teachers tell me that one time. We went into Google, and they were, of course, we have to do the enter.
Yeah.
And they were so freaked out. I said, you have to. And I said, folks, you have to press. It's not. We can't type.
I've got more phone calls from somebody that you, Lynette, that used to be a former colleague of mine,
yes,
who didn't know it and was working at someone's house and said, "Why can't we type?" And I said, "Did you press enter?" And I said, "What enter?" And I said, well, here you don't have to.
That's
so
nice.
Go in here. I didn't press enter. Okay, and I'm just gonna search. Did you know about? Did you ever hear about PlayAway? You never heard about PlayAway?
No.
I'm gonna search for PlayAway.
PlayAway.
I'm not sure if Amazon has it.
Okay.
So search for PlayAway. And by the way, there are some commands. Like, if I want to read the current one, I can do Control Up Arrow.
Search.
Oh, okay.
PlayAway.
Okay. And I can do, if I do Control Down Arrow, is it like a say all or what Window Eyes calls read to end? So here's PlayAway. I'm going to tap.
Go.
And I'll enter.
Amazon.
Now.
Amazon.com sign in. Content goes here simple. Content goes here simple. Content goes here simple.
S-I-M-P-L-E or S-Y-B?
Oh. Your account. Card wish list help.
Here are those beeps, those links.
International.
Okay, I'm going to shut this up. I'm going to do an N like I would do on JAWS for non-linked
text. Yeah.
Information below so that Amazon.com can recognize you. What is your email address?
Okay, I don't care about
my
that.
My email edit. Radio button.
And by the way, I can do Control F for Find. Let's say I want to find results. I'm going to go to the top of this thing with Control Home.
Okay.
Start a page.
I'm going to do Control F.
What do you want to find on this page? Edit.
Results.
R-E-S-U-L-T. I couldn't find that.
So it didn't give me any search results. That's weird. Okay.
Did we look for some? Oh, PlayAway.
Yeah, I searched for PlayAway. PlayAway, do you know what they are?
No.
I just heard about this on Saturday. PlayAways are little. It's a book loaded. It's one book loaded into like a little MP3 player, and it's the only thing that's in there is that book, and it's the only thing you can play. It's like a seal thing, so you get it.
You
give it to, yeah.
It's a disposable book.
You get, well,
as long as you play it,
no,
you can do with it.
No, well, then you give it to somebody else. In other words, you give it to some. It's like you instead of having a print book, so you just kind of give it to your friend.
Yeah, but is it accessible?
Yes. It's got buttons on it. I haven't seen it,
but
people have seen it.
Is it an audio book?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's an audio book.
Oh,
but you buy it?
You buy it, yeah.
At Amazon only?
I don't know if it's on Amazon. I know Borders has it.
We're going.
And
Borders.com or Borders the Real Store?
Borders the Real Store.
So when
Borders may have it. We can go look on Borders.
Let's look at Borders.
So when you order a book, it comes to you in that little thing?
Well, they haven't put everything on it, but they put the most popular stuff, like Da Vinci Code is on it.
You're kidding.
And supposedly it comes with earbuds, and it's supposed to be a tiny little thing, but all that it's on it is that one book, and I don't think you can erase it. It's got a replaceable battery.
That is cute!
Yeah, so...
Bless you, Myrna. didn't say she was our lady of perpetual technology.
I haven't seen it. I just heard about it. But the thing is that, you know, it's got somebody who can't download. I mean, I know people who really, if you're not sitting with them, they're not downloading.
You ain't lying, honey.
So this for them is wonderful. I'll tell you later about my library
okay,
thing.
Okay, we're stopping at Borders before
but
we
we're going to go to Borders. We're going to go up here. No, it's at Borders, really. But here's, I'm gonna go to another site. So I'm going to do another Control-All and say, hey, you know, forget this one.
Please enter the address
www. What is it, borders.com?
It sure is.
Leonard,
are you bound to put the www's in for Freedom Box?
You know, I always put them in.
I don't know. Okay.
Now we're learning more about redeeming your gift card at borders.com.
Okay, I'm going to shut it up. So there's got to be a search here. I'll go to the top, and I'll look for an edit field and see if I can't.
Start a page.
So.
Search. Drop down list. Selected. All products.
So should I do that? Should I do all, or should I keep this in here? Let's go in here and see.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do an alt down arrow. You don't have, I almost entered. I almost, it's such a habit. It is such a habit. But to go into a drop down.
If you do enter, what happens? Do you think nothing, something, nothing, maybe nothing?
It depends. If something were default, that would probably trigger it, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do an alt down arrow, which says if you have a list or a drop down, an alt down arrow opens it. Because a down arrow doesn't. A down arrow will just go to the next line like this. See, so,
list.
So I'm going to do an alt-down arrow.
Please choose all books, music, DVD, video, Amazon stores. Amazon stores.
That's interesting. Borders is connected with Amazon?
Oh, yes.
Amazon stores.
It's always
video,
BNN, I
DVD,
think.
Music.
So should I do
books?
All right, I'm going to do books, I guess, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know what, I guess it would be under books. And then
books, search, edit.
Think.
I'm going to do playaway.
P-L-A-Y-A-W-A-Y. Go, help, desk, welcome, books, music,
hey, stop. I need to do a control up arrow because then you see, hey, did this really get away from me or is it just reading everything?
Okay.
Link, video.
No, I have to shift tab.
DVDs, music, link, books, link, desk, welcome, link, help, link,
who's
your
account,
link.
Ooh, what happened to it?
Wish list, link.
It went away. Hang on, I'm going to go back to the top.
Nothing selected.
Sorry.
Nothing's lifted.
No, I just selected.
Start a page.
Okay.
Orders teamed with Amazon.com.
So now I'm just going to do my F again to get to that
field.
Search. Drop down list. Selected. Books.
And then I'll tab.
Edit. Play away.
And then.
Go. But. Amazon.com book search results. There were no exact matches from play away.
Oh, wow. But
no
exact
matches. Results were play away. Related searches.
Hold it.
Digital audiobooks.
That's it.
Audiobooks. Audiobook.
See?
One. All that remains. By Patricia Cornwell.
Wonderful Brady.
SCG, narrator. Average customer review, 4.0 out of 5 stars. Our price, $26.37. Used and new from $13.50.
Okay, so I don't want this. I'm going to go back up.
Link. Our average customer review. Link 1. Take link. Audiobook. Link. Audiobooks. Link. Digital audiobooks.
I'll just say digital audiobooks.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be in there. So I'm going to enter.
Help. Desk welcome. Link. Music. Amazon.com. Digital audiobooks. Content goes here. Simple. Content goes here. Simple.
Boy,
content
like,
goes here.
Man,
simple.
Does that look,
logo.
Though they took it to Amazon.
See all 32 product categories. Your account. Card wish list. Help. Gold box. Gift ideas. International. New releases. Top sellers. Today's deals. Sell your stuff. Search. Drop down list. Selected. Amazon.com. Edit. But go. Amazon Gift Central. A9.
I'm going to go to results again. See if I can find results.
What do you want to find on this page? Edit. Result.
Fine. Remembered from the last time.
Showing results in. Link, Amazon.com, digital audiobooks, link, all that remains, by Patricia Cornwell and Chris E.G., books, link, see all 591 items.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, Lord.
By new, $39.95, $26.37, link, used and new, from $13.5, link, the Da Vinci Code.
All right, let me go in here. I'm going to go into the Da Vinci Code because I want to see something. See if they describe.
Amazon.com. The Da Vinci Code Amazon.com. The Da Vinci Code Unabridged Books.
I'd love to read that.
Okay.
Again, oops, stuck. Why am I stuck?
Never miss
one. Oh.
8. Freedom Scan.
Oh, whoops.
Hey. 7.
Wait a minute. Let's all tab.
Amazon.com.
There we go.
The Da Vinci Code Ready to Buy. Link. CLIC. Ready to Buy. Quantity. Drop down list. But at link. Sign in.
There must be a description. I'm going to go to the top.
Okay. And do
it. Yeah, I'm going
to
go
find a description.
Go, yes. So, yes. Actually, I don't even think I have to go to the top. It'll find it anywhere on
you
here.
You should.
Do you want to find
DESCRIPP?
I couldn't find that.
Mm. Okay. Let's try it again. You couldn't find it?
What do you want to find?
T-E-S-C, whoops,
C-R-I-P-T-I-O-N.
You bet it didn't.
I couldn't find that.
No, couldn't.
I like the way it tells it right away. I couldn't find it.
Link. Learn how. Link. 53 user
new. Let me try. Should I try play away?
Sure.
Let me try play away. Maybe the top play. Again. Maybe play. Well, the top.
Start a page. Amazon. And what do you want to find? P-L-A-Y. And I couldn't find that.
No. Oh, so see?
No,
there you go.
No.
It didn't.
But, you know, it took me up there, and I went to digital, so I don't know. I mean, maybe, yeah, maybe no, but I think she said it was at Borders. So anyway, you get the idea.
Yeah.
You don't have to go into forms mode.
Mm-hmm.
You have a find.
Sure do.
You
hear the links being
spoken
and bleeped.
Yeah, but it really tries to start at the relevant part of the page. That's a nice thing, too,
yeah.
Where it's not starting at the top with all the same.
Those navigational things.
So now if I want to get out of here, I'm going to just escape.
Desktop. 7.
Now, Myrna, you were talking about movies.
That's what I'm going to show you. I'm going to go to the Freedom Box Network. I'm just going to hit one.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now?
Now, by the way, you can take these spoken things away. You know, remember preferences?
Okay.
If you don't want to hear this, you can certainly take it away.
All right.
So if people want it, they have it. If people don't want it. So here's what you get in the assistant.
You are located in the assistant.
I just did a barrel.
What would you like to do now? 1. Mail. 2. News center.
So you see, there's two places you can hit your email. And by the way, not only can you get your account on Freedom Box, but you can go to third-party accounts. So, I'll use this sometimes because I cannot send to my home account from here.
Okay.
Our network restricts that I can receive, but I can't send.
Uh-huh.
But if I go to Freedom Box and I say, okay, so I don't want to use a Freedom Box account. I want to use my home email account.
Sure.
And I've set it up. I can send and receive.
So we could do Earthlink.
Yeah.
Or something.
3.
Okay. Cool.
Entertainment.
Here's entertainment.
4. Internet games.
Ooh.
5. The accessible internet. 6. Weather information service. 7. Freedom forums.
And that's just, you know, people writing about stuff.
Yeah.
8. Mm-hmm. Information center. 9. TV listings.
So there is TV listings.
10. Chat.
Now, chat has a zillion rooms. So if you have if you have a microphone on your computer.
Oh, it's audio chat.
Yeah, it's audio
chat.
And what you do is you hold down enter when you want to talk.
Okay, instead of control.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's got all kinds of rooms. And a lot of times they're not filled, but I'll go in here anyway and show you.
Heading, Freedom Box Chat. 1. The welcome lobby empty. 2. The cafe empty. 3. The town meeting empty. 4. The Freedom Box support room empty. 5. The tech room empty. 6. The American Council of the Blind room empty.
7.
Nobody's there.
The bookmark empty.
8.
The business room empty.
9.
The college students room empty.
Oh,
10.
My.
The consumer information room empty.
Okay, I think they're all empty.
You got that idea?
Yeah, we're getting the idea.
Help.
Okay, so you got the idea.
You'll be the only one in there.
Okay, whoops. I think we just served by some out of here again.
New window.
So we're back to free.
Bookmarks. 1. Browse bookmarks.
Nope, I don't want to be there. Oh, wait a minute. That is sort of fun. That
okay,
is sort of fun.
Okay.
Let me go back to bookmarks.
You said bookmarks are like favorites.
Yeah, but you'll see.
Browse bookmarks. 2. Browse public bookmarks.
Now, if I go browse public bookmarks, watch what happens here.
Heading, public bookmarks.
This is fun.
1. Alan Shannon. 2. Amarel Shrey.
3.
Ooh. Angie Giltinan.
4.
Ann Parsons.
5.
Anthony Campbell.
6.
Arthur Lane.
Who are
7.
These?
Brad Earhart.
So
8.
These are people who are Freedom Box users who've put their bookmarks on their favorite sites.
Oh.
So you can go, like you say, oh, I wonder what other people are looking
what
at. So, like,
Ling or whatever likes.
9. Ryan Hargan.
You know who Brian is?
This is the famous Brian Hargan of Script.
Yeah, that
right?
famous one.
Yeah.
10.
Let's hear him.
9. Ryan Harkin.
So what is Brian like?
Heading. Ryan Harkin's public bookmarks. Hi, everyone. This page consists of links to various sites I like to visit on the internet on a frequent basis. I hope you enjoy visiting them. And as you will see, they will allow you to get to know me and the kind of things I like. Check back here as this page will doubtless grow. Enjoy. Please choose one of the following 18 links.
Excellent.
1. BBC Music homepage, where you can search for biographies of artists.
2.
Ooh.
BBC Radio 2 documentaries.
3.
BBC Radio 4 The Archers Catch Up and Listen Again.
4.
BBC 7 Listen Again,
comedy programs and drama from the past.
5.
BBC Radio 2 Eurovision Song
Contest. He really likes BBC, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah.
Capital Bowl.
Isn't he British?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of the time.
Yes.
7.
DVS, for audio described movies in the US.
8.
Every Hitcom UK Top 40 Chart Archive. British Everyone? Singles and album charts.
Oh, British singles.
Yeah.
That's James very different. Scripts.
10.
John Grisham, the official website.
11.
Main menu.
12. Yeah.
National Rail Inquiries Online. Train times and fare info for mainland UK trains.
13.
New book guide homepage. RNIB additions to the Talking Book service.
Cool.
14.
Next Generation Technologies Incorporated.
Now,
15.
Oh, that's not next up. Okay.
16. Yeah.
The unofficial history of BBC Radio 1.
So you see, okay. You see where he's coming from.
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
So then you might have some
bookmarks.
So then you have somebody else. So if you want to see where they, you know.
Yeah, because you can learn a lot about a lot of new websites.
Yeah, they have, like, Calvo was into coffee pots.
Okay.
Calvo got me into coffee pots, and I decided they were too damn expensive, but. okay, yeah. So he had these, you know, sites for getting potheads. So
TDE, a pothead.
Yeah, pothead. You can get all these different flavor coffees. Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
You know what I have to tell you now? You bring up something very interesting, because the coffee and the making thereof was a big topic on the list. There are tons of people out there who love coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Where can I get it? What's the best kind? How do I make it? So this pothead thing.
Oh, yeah, pothead.
Is it pothead.com?
Yeah. It's a Senseo. And you can brew, like, one cup of coffee, you put this pot in it. But, you know, it got so, you know, my husband said, why are you getting this? Oh, Mike really likes it.
Well, what was that other one? So you guys didn't think anything like Vidalia? What was it, Vidalia? Javalia?
Javalia.
Javalia was good? I don't know.
I don't know. I've had Javalia a couple times at people's houses. But, so I'm into this.
Okay.
I'm into these pods and everything. And then I say, you know what? It's costing me so much money. And pods didn't like it. I like them. Pad did not, because they come up frothy. The top of it's frothy.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So Pat didn't like it.
Okay.
He really didn't like it. And I said, you know what? I forgot it.
There you go.
It's costing me too much money. But it was interesting. So I'm going to go back to the topic.
Start a page.
What one? Freedom Box Network.
I'm going to go back to the network.
You're going to my movies.
All right. I'm going to do 3.
Okay.
Welcome to the Entertainment Guide.
Yeah.
Please choose one of the following 8 links.
Okay. They have music.
Described video service.
That's
2.
It.
Oh. Entertainment updates. 3.
Podcasting feeds.
4.
Who? Podcasting feeds.
Yes.
That's my thing.
6. Sports. 7. Theater of the mind.
My God.
8.
TV stations. Return to the assistant.
All right, so let's do 2 things. Let's go look at the movies, and let's go look at
the podcasting feeds.
Yes.
Table
8.
4, 3, 2, 1. Described video.
Now, these are the categories.
Described video service. Please choose one of the following 4 links.
1.
Children and young adult.
2.
Christmas.
3.
Movies.
4.
Television programs and documentaries. Go back. Return to...
Okay, so let's choose movies.
1. Yeah.
Children.
2. 3.
Movies.
All right.
Is this a simple enter? You pick the number
yes.
and enter?
Please
okay.
choose one of the following 7 links.
1.
Okay.
Action.
2.
Chillers and thrillers.
3.
Yeah.
Comedy.
4.
Drama.
5.
Family.
6.
Movie classics.
7.
Science fiction. Go back.
All right.
Wow.
So what do you want? Let's say, what do you like, Chillers and
Thrillers? Oh, yeah.
All right, hang on. Let me go back up to the top here.
Or comedy.
Or comedy. Yeah, comedy's good.
Please choose
1.
Action.
2.
Chillers.
3.
Comedy.
Yeah. I'll do comedy for you.
Heading. Comedy. Please choose one of the following 35 links.
1.
Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Beverly Hills Cop.
He's funny.
Black Sheep.
4.
Blast from the Past.
5.
I don't have Men in Black.
Blue Street.
Oh, that's M.
6.
Bridget Jonas Diary.
7.
Jonas.
Bringing Down Their House.
8.
Bruce Almighty.
9.
Chicago.
10.
City Slickers.
Let's hear Chicago.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrel.
You want to hear Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay.
8.
Bruce Almighty.
9.
Chicago.
Okay, we watched Chicago one Saturday night. Now, you gotta listen to something, because... You can see no picture.
That makes sense.
Please wait while I download.
These files have been placed here for promotion only. If you intend to use these files with your family, please purchase the DBS movies from their originating sources. Thank you.
Okay. Do they stay there, Myrna?
They stay there.
Okay.
They stay there.
In a logo, our view glides across water, then up the skyline of Manhattan.
Oh, my God. And how much is Freedom Box?
And dissolve into a tight,
like $99 a year.
A year?
If you have a connection, if you have it, you know, your own.
If I have, Time Warner.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Yeah. Sure.
I want to do it.
Okay.
Just for the movies.
Yeah, I know. We all...
I mean, they're talking about extracting movies, and they have them right here.
The lights of the city twinkle and dissolve into a title.
I like him, too, this guy.
Yeah.
But I like the lady, too. They trade off.
What did we watch the other night?
Oh, this is amazing. No. Mossy, wait, turn it off, because then I'm going to get all into it.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh.
Are you sure you want to exit Freedom Box Desktop?
Okay.
One, Freedom Box Network.
Put you back on here. So there's a million. Oh. And there's some of, there's, there, you know the Sunday night movies. Some of them are here.
Oh, wow.
All the Christmas ones.
Are they just, now, yes. Are they all described?
Those are the ones that are described, yeah. They're all described. Any movie that he puts on there is described.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm going home. And I'm going to put out $100 for free.
But there's like all kinds of stuff, and there's, so the movies alone are worth it.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, I'm going to, okay, yeah. Let's talk turkey here.
Okay.
I don't know why they say turkey. Where the heck did that come from?
No.
How do you, if I called wherever I call,
yeah.
Is this a calling thing? Do you have to do it through the internet?
No.
How do I sign up?
You can get, what you can do is you can get a 30-day trial. And the only thing annoying
and
about
movies?
It. Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. The only thing annoying about it will be, it's just like you, every time you do something, you have 28 days, you have 27 days.
Oh, it counts down.
Yeah, yeah, like that.
I remember that, though, from the other. Yeah.
Right, right. But you can, and then you just say, I want a full license. It's you're not paying for the software, you're really paying for the access. So it's like $99, I think it's a $25 activation fee.
Okay.
If you want the key, that's another price, and you talk to them about it. And if you want, you know. But what I'm thinking is for you also, Lynette, this would be something to introduce your groups to, because...
Are you kidding me?
Because it's really...
it's easy.
It's easy. And I mean, you have so much...
But the weather is so... 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah. They don't even have to. They just... You're the one they want. They enter. They can either tab out.
I have to tell you, that is one feature that has not changed since Freedom Box
1.0. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the thing that... And then, whatchamacallit...
Let me ask a serious question, Not that the others weren't serious. If you hook up a mic, please tell me... And if you don't want to say, then don't say.
Okay,
has the voice activation part gotten better?
No, because they really haven't worked on it. What they did is they kind of started working on the 2.0, and they really now have started working on system access. They're going to go, I told this to Mike, I said, but I think that you still need to address the people who
don't use the keyboard.
Yeah. They maybe just lost their sight. They're not real great with
seniors.
The keyboard. And if you could go, and he said that, they thought that maybe they were going to go back and work on the, because, if they could just say, like, entertainment or 3 or 1, if they just said that. Right, because the tricky part is the email where they have to do alpha type. No, they can't. But if they could just type enough to type a little bit. You know, that'd be great.
I'm thinking of myself trying. Maria got the biggest laugh of her life with me trying to do.
But I think that the other thing about it is that there are people who, there's this whole spectrum of entertainment, and it's so much easier. I mean, Jonathan Mosen did, when Jonathan had the Mosen explosion, he did a whole.
He still has it.
Well, not exactly.
Well, he's got the Mosen explosion. I just downloaded his podcast.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he now has the Minx, too. You know about the Minx?
I've heard that.
The Minx? I got to show you this.
I got to tell you, you know that's his name for Julia, right?
I heard that.
It is. He calls her the Minx.
But this is, I heard this. This I love. I got to show you. I got to show you, because this is my...
Please going back to...
Please, you know, he's a New Zealand guy. What can you do? I said, I don't care where the podcast comes from, as long as it comes in.
But you see, I've never tried this on the Freedom Box yet.
Okay.
Mechanical Minx.
Banks, who never tires of playing less songs. Linux listeners are currently hearing News 0505, previously played, Sticks Don't Let It End 0456.
Oh.
Paul MC Cartney No More Lonely Nights 0439. Sonny and Cher I Got You Babe 0309.
How do you? Oh, are there all albums? He says there are songs.
He's got...
Joan Armour Trading I Love It When You Call Me 0422. Delaney and Bonnie and Friends Never Ending Song of Love 0237. Bucks Fizz Getting Kind of Lonely 0524.
Well, so how does it work?
So what you do is you get a link, and I'm going to go find... What
tell me you can hear any song.
No.
Listen to the links with Windows Media Player.
I'm going to choose... I don't know which one works better. I'm going to do...
Link. Listen to the links with Winamp or compatible MP3 player.
Okay, let's see what happens if I choose this. I've never done this on Freedom Box. I've done...
Playlist file 1 HTTP. Ultra Streams S9200 title 1 Alicia Keys valid in my station name length 1-1 number of entries 1 version 2.
Yeah, that's weird. If this doesn't work with this, I'm going to be very upset.
Uh-oh. We don't want
let's
that.
Go back to...
How about Windows Media Player?
No more tables.
Okay, I want a title, so...
This page has no title.
Okay, so let me get out of it.
Freedom Box Desktop.
1. Freedom
Box. So I got myself out of it. Maybe I should have chosen Windows Media Player.
Yeah, because, it's, you know, not,
yeah,
it's standard.
I can do it on the Empower. It's interesting. I can't do it on the PacMate for some dumb reason. But no, you get what you get. It's an internet radio station, but the deal is he plays all kinds of different... He plays everything from Perry Como to soft rock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I believe really it, because he kills me with his ridiculousness. I love to listen to his podcast. It's very funny.
You know that I have not been able to get... You got to show me. Here.
Okay.
If I go to... Yeah. I'm going to go now. I'm going to do Control-O.
Uh-huh.
Please enter the address of the...
www. The Mosen Explosion?
Well, I think.
Dot T-H-E-M-O-S-E-N-W. W-E-X-P-L-O-S-I-O-N dot C-O-M.
I thought it left.
Well, I had trouble at first, too, but it came back.
No.
I don't know if it's the Mosen.
Oh, it's Mosen.
I think it's Mosen.
You're right. Let's try it again. Okay, hold it. Let's go back. Ooh, it's... Hey, don't freeze on me, baby. Oh, it's stuck.
There you go.
Okay, so wait a minute.
What'd you do, escape me, Myrna?
What? No, here. Okay. Here, it's okay.
Freedom Box Desktop.
Okay, let's go again. Okay, so let's do this.
Please enter the address of the web.
www.mosen.com.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
New window.
Sounds like a pianist. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear Seesaw?
Did we hear Seesaw?
Did you just hear Seesaw? Did you hear that little thing?
Oh, no. I didn't. I heard. I was only at the music.
All right, so now tell me what I do. What do I do?
Okay, well, where are you, though?
I'm on the Mosen Explosion. I'm going to the top.
Oh, okay. Because he looked for the... He, I think he... Oh, look at that. Maria and I are Skyping now. Now down.
When we can.
I have to do that, too.
Keep going. He's got a bloggy bits now.
Yeah.
Pool. Keep going.
Powered by Technorati. Heading level 1. Disclaimer.
Technorati.
The Mosen Explosion is a personal weblog. The opinions expressed...
Yeah. We know.
Yeah, we're Jonathan, we know.
Heading level 1. The Mosen Explosion.
Now.
Recent entries.
Oh.
Link. Archive.
There you go, one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Link, friends.
Yeah.
Link, user info.
So that's now, you, John. Where should I go?
Now, I'm not... Hold on one second. Keep coming.
Mosen Explosion.
I don't know if you maybe search for podcast, because we need the... you need the address.
Yeah, but...
Link, previous 50 entries.
Well, that's pretty good.
Link, radio show.
But the radio show never worked.
Really?
I mean, every time I've gone to it, it never happens.
Okay, but keep going down, though.
Link, podcast.
There you go.
Oh, then enter on there.
Yeah.
The Mosen Explosion Podcasts page.
There you go.
Welcome to the Mosen Explosion Podcasts page.
That's how you'll get it.
Heading level 2, the Mosen
Now,
you should use this feed and paste it into your
exactly.
But you can't.
This will allow you to receive.
Okay, but you have to have iPod or
you have to have juice. It's
juice now,
juice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Or
you just can't. Just can't. Because see, the Blanco Tech. The nice thing about Blanco Tech
is right there.
Yeah, you can.
I know.
Do it with
pick and choose what you like.
Right, you can either do it with the podcasters, or you can just go. But with this, you can't.
That's right.
Yeah, I have the old iPod.
And you're saying his. I have it on my, I have both. The new one on my laptop and the old one at work.
I gotta get juice, because I don't have it.
Yeah, so that's, I would think that the archives would be your best bet, though.
Go to the archives and see what's there.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. So anyway, that's how you get the websites, but you see, there's no browse on, no browse off. So there's
The other thing I didn't show you. Let me get out of here.
Freedom Box Desktop.
Go back to the network.
Freedom Box New Window.
I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna show you something.
You are loaded. What would you like? 1. Mail. 2. News. 3. Entertainment. 4.
Internet games.
Oh,
internet games are accessible games.
Yeah, internet games. Whoa. I guess it's accessible. News Center, you can make like your own newspaper almost. You can pick and choose where you want to get stuff from.
5. Okay. The accessible internet. 6. Weather Information
okay.
Service.
Okay, so here. So this is good.
Welcome to the Weather Information Service.
City, state, or zip code. Edit. Checkbox.
All right, so
okay, so can we put New York?
City. State edit.
So I'm going to say, and again, and I want to reach for that answer, but it's killing me. Okay, so I'm going to say, should I say Manhattan?
Yeah.
M-A-N-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A.
I want to see if it gives us the degrees.
Check off.
Oh, by the way, I just did a down arrow after to leave it.
Okay.
Make this my local weather report.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to say.
Checkbox. Not
I'll check it.
Cool. Because it is.
I'm going to search.
Well, you could have done
Eddie,
Brooklyn, too.
Search results. There are 5 locations matching your search criteria. Manhattan, Illinois. Manhattan, Kansas. Manhattan, Montana. Manhattan, Nevada. Manhattan, New York. Search again.
Who knows there were all those Manhattan?
Yeah, so I knew about Manhattan, Kansas. So I'm going to... Those were links. I'm going to go up because we got away from you a
little
bit.
I think so.
Link. Search again. Link. Manhattan, New York.
That's what I
want. And we're last.
Because it's going alphabetically.
Alphabet.
Updated. 2:51 p.m. is state on March 6, 2006. Observed at Central Park, New York. Temperature... 42 degrees Fahrenheit, 6 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
34 degrees Fahrenheit, 4 degrees Celsius. 34% Dew point. 15 degrees Fahrenheit, -9 degrees Celsius. Wind.
Wind. None of them say it right.
Right.
Pressure. 29.97 inches. 10.15 hectopascals. Conditions. Ooh. Clear. Visibility.
Scals.
10.0 miles. 16.1 kilometers. UV. 3 out of 16. Clouds. Clear CLR. Yesterday's maximum. 45 degrees Fahrenheit, 7 degrees Celsius.
Oh, it's going to be the forecast?
Celsius approximately. Yeah. Yesterday's heating degree days, 27 approximately. Sunrise, 6:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sunset, 5:52 p.m. Estate. Moonrise, 9:58 a.m. Estate. Moonset, 1:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Moon phase. Waxing crescent, heading. Current radar. Radar.
Myrna.
Zoom into radar image. Zoom into animated radar image. Forecast as of 10:45 a.m. EST on March 6, 2006. This afternoon, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 40s. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 20s.
Ooh.
North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing. Highs in the lower 40s. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday
yeah.
night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-20s. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-40s. North winds 5 to 10
better.
Miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 30s. Thursday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 50s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 40s.
Watch.
Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning then becoming partly cloudy. Not as cool with highs in the mid-60s.
Yeah!
Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 40s. Saturday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 40s. Sunday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Highs in the upper 50s. Click here for marine information.
I love it. No, yeah. You do the marine information. Yeah. I'm going to get you.
So, and then we'll skate that.
Box desktop.
Wow. That is Green awesome, box. Myrna.
Yeah, isn't
what's
that
the phone
cool?
number?
Let's go find it. If you go to Freedom, let's see, freedombox.info.
Yeah, right?
freedombox.info. Yeah. Or if you go to, let's see, if you go to freedombox.info, so we're going to go. Okay, now, we're going to get out of the free, so there's books on the Freedom Box. So I think they did the Left Behind series.
Okay.
That were dramatized.
Oh.
There's a theater of the mind, and there's
yeah.
some old, there's some radio stations on this too. And there's some, there's ACB, but there's old time radio.
There's ACB radio, like mainstream and that kind
yeah.
of?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because there's a place in the entertainment where there's stations. So you can listen to radio. I just saw TV stations there, too. If you get out of Freedom Box...
I got a question for you, man. Yeah. They didn't put their own contact information, you have to get out of Freedom Box?
No, I think it's...
Might not in help?
Yes, it's probably in help.
I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's in help. If I go...
2, 3, 4, 5.
My files.
6.
They should have a contact us.
7, 8.
But remember, you're not on a web. I mean, it's
that's
not,
true. But
you are on a website, but you're not. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
You sort of are not. But
you're
still,
on a portal,
one would
really.
Think that
9. bookmark. 10. Help.
So if I go to help.
Window.
Heading. Freedom Box Online Help. We strongly recommend that.
Let
me get links.
Oh, it said call.
Browser. Link. Freedom Box System Access.
I thought it said call.
Freedom Box Info.
Okay, here.
New window. Heading. Send a message.
Oh,
send
no.
Text
oh, we don't want
to
do that.
Freedom Box Online Help. Back to the top. Freedom Box Browser. Link.
So no, this is just help, so it's not.
Link. Freedom Box System Access. If you do need assistance after reading the help, you may contact Freedom Box Technical Support by calling 866-202-0520 or send an email to.
Okay.
Well, we don't want text.
866-202-0520.
If you do, calling 866-202-0520.
Yeah.
That's tech support, though.
No, that's Brian. It's Brian Cavalite. Just tell me you want.
Oh, you can say I want to buy?
Yeah, I want to buy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that crazy lady showed it to me.
And they'll say, oh, Myrna?
Yeah. So then, okay, so that's the potential lady show. So then you get out of it. So then what you also get is just, well, you will be getting the new System Access that haven't been released.
Does this come on a CD or does this come on
download? You can go download it.
My
freedombox.com and you can go download
it. Oh, now that one is .com.
Yeah. And they'll give you a
like
an account number. Your account number is usually, well, they'll tell you what it's usually. So
okay.
You pick a password.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Now,
I know there's one place where mine is, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, how did they get that password? And it turns out to be my phone number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Part of my phone number.
So, you know, they do. But the other thing is that you asked me about the key in the CD-ROM.
Yeah.
That the key is good for people who are going to, I mean, if you're going to be doing a lot of people's computers. I mean,
yeah.
I've done Narrator. I broke my video chain. No, I broke my video chain the other day.
Oh.
And I had nothing to go with but Narrator because my System Access CD-ROM was an old one. It wasn't going to work anymore. And I couldn't. He's got to fix something for me so I can burn another one because there's on the new Freedom Box release there was a little bug, so and they're working on it. But the key works, to tell you the truth.
So should we not get the one that you have in here now?
This is just a straight $99, like a $99 a year.
Okay.
This is straight on your computer. You can get the key, and I'm not sure if they're charging people for the pass key or not. The key comes on a thumb drive. It's nice because you can store things on it. It depends what you have right now. Do you have EasyCD Creator on your computer?
I don't.
Do you have Nero?
Oh, wait. Let's see. I don't have Nero.
Okay, then it should be... It's
using some kind of Roxy 04, what is it? Audible. But I haven't yet burned a CD on that.
Okay.
And I probably will never because I use the book port.
Okay. So you could, I mean, you know, I can lend it to you or something, try it and see if it works. And if it does, that's fine.
Okay.
You know,
what does the key do?
It just lets you access any computer. I mean, if you can do it at home, you don't need
with speech
it there.
Or something?
No, it lets you put. You put the key in, you get Freedom Box, and you get System Access.
Oh,
so
that's what I understand.
Because you can put the way it works is you put for your yearly fee, you get it on one computer.
Okay.
But I think if you pay another $25, you can put it on another.
Yeah, because
computer.
I mean, we have two people here.
Right, but so you can. Okay.
Okay.
But I don't think that the two people can be on at once, and I'm not sure about that.
You're
going to have to find out.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe you can.
Can you pause a movie?
Yes.
If you stop a movie?
You can pause it. You can pause it.
Okay.
You can pause it and come back. Yeah, you can.
Nice.
Good job. You can. Now, they change that. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know.
Yeah. So then, why you really want the key, why you really want the CD-ROM is because you go to other people's computers and you got to go fix something. And
Freedom Box Desktop. 10. Are you sure you want to exit Freedom Box?
Yes.
But, error. The network path was not found. Okay, but.
What are you talking about? I love it. Okay.
Desktop list Freedom Box 2.0.
I'm in System Access right now.
16.
I'm in System Access right now.
Okay.
Do you hear what I said?
Something.
3. Try it again. 16. Here, it goes. Oh, wait, a barrel.
Roxio Easy CD and DVD.
Roxio.
12 of 16.
It's reading the desktop.
Yeah, just right, yeah. And it's telling you where it is, just like JAWS would do or Windows
nice.
Would do. So if I go to.
Start menu. Program submenu. Accessory
so it's
submenu.
Reading.
A.
Yeah. This is System Access.
Does it read your email?
Yeah. It reads that?
Yeah.
Program submenu. Menu closed. Start button.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Desktop. Outlook 2003.
So you basically shove that into a CD-ROM.
Yeah.
You have speech on somebody's computer who doesn't have speech.
And you don't have to have administrative
privileges.
Yes. Or something.
J. Leventhal. Received Monday 3/6/2006, 2:58 p.m. Subject V from Nick Access World R. March now online.
Got it.
Oh. 7 kilobytes.
Okay, so you can
Order
do
27.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Edward Sanchez. Received Monday 3/6/2006, 11:15 a.m. Subject R.
Very
Mobile
nice.
Now, serial and license numbers.
Open one you don't mind us hearing, like the Access World.
Okay.
I just want to hear it. Does it start reading? Do you do a down arrow?
Access
or?
World R. March now online message plain text message. The March 2006 issue of Access World R. The American Foundation.
It just starts, Myrna, or you did something?
No, I didn't do anything.
Oh, wow.
Okay, it quit. But if I do, I can choose a modifier key. So I'm going to choose caps lock. Because I do that on my laptop anyway for JAWS.
Oh, me too. Well, yeah.
So I do caps lock down arrow.
The March 2006 issue of Access World.
So it works like a sale.
Yes.
Foundation for the Blinds Technology Magazine is now available on our website. Be sure to sign up to receive Access World Extra, the email newsletter produced by Access World staff in each of the 6 months when Access World is not published.
Well, now we know what you're talking about, Mara.
You are also
so now I can hit the control to stop it. I can go word by word.
The list.
This is regular old control regular right arrow.
Yeah. The only commands that you really have for system access is your modifier key and up arrow is the line, down arrow is sale, and I think I don't have a desktop, but I think 5 is the current word, and don't quote me on it because I don't. You can do caps lock T for the title.
Oh.
Public Access World R. March now online message plain text.
Okay. You can do, there's very few commands, really, that you do because you let Windows do. By the way, it doesn't matter what video card you have. And even if my chain was broken, it wouldn't care because it doesn't access a video chain. It doesn't
That's
have anything
amazing.
To do with the video chain.
And you get Kate's voice or this,
you can
this
get, you
Neil's
can get,
speeches with it?
You can get, ask them, because I don't know if you have to pay extra for Neil's speech
what or come, not. Oh, yeah, what would come with
Deck
order.
Talk.
Oh, well,
but ask them, because Deck Talk is, I mean, Neil's speech is great. You go to account services and you just download it. I don't remember, ask Brian when you talk to him, if you can get Neil's speech.
Because this is Brian.
Kevin Lightman from Freedom Box.
Okay.
I love Kate and Paul. I think they're the greatest. So I really,
some people
like it.
Don't like them, and some because when you speed them up, they tend to break up a little.
Right. So but if I do the
inbox Microsoft file F edit E.
Now there was a whole big debate about whether they should say the shortcut key or not, and people said, no, we'll say it for people. But if you don't want to hear it, just move.
There
just
you go.
Move. So.
You go to.
See, I'm moving.
Oh, I see what
see,
you're
I'm
saying.
Moving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Send receive submenu. Windows C inbox transfer.
I'm going to go the other way.
Send options.
Oh, yes. So, and it's
I'm
going
to go to options now. You'll see why.
References tab. Email. Change the appearance of messages and the way they are handled. Jump. Email options button. All. Calendar. Customize
Amazing.
The appearance of the calendar.
Default so it reads the dialogues and everything.
Checked. Default reminder time. Edit combo box. 15 minutes. Calendar options button. All C.
Cool.
Tasks. Change the appearance of tasks. Reminder time. Edit combo box. 8:00 a.m.
Okay, so there's your options dialog. I had it just reading it. But it'll do Microsoft Word if I can.
Outlook. Start menu. Program submenu. Accessories submenu. Microsoft Office submenu. Rosio Easy CD. Microsoft Office submenu. Microsoft Office Tools submenu.
There it goes.
Microsoft Office InfoPath. Microsoft Office Word 2003. Menu closed. Start button.
Oh, cool. That's what we have.
Document 1 Microsoft Word. Blank.
That is very nice.
Open. File name. Edit combo box. Blank. My documents. List. Daisy books. Not selected.
Now.
One of 235.
Daisy books. Okay.
Kurzweil Educational Systems. Config. My Braille. My digital edition. My documents. My e-books. My Freedom Box. My media. My music.
It's got a lot of mice.
My pocket PC. My received file. My received podcasts.
Yes.
My videos. Tablet and HTML table in translations. Vim. Acknowledgement of receipt OF with
six. That's really great, Myrna.
Adapted to
Isn't that
cool? DOC. Adapted amend to Anna Porna AOL and Jewel AOL and AOL 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 instructions for subscribers.
I heard a great name for AOL, Myrna. AOL.
You know what? When we were beta testing here.
HTML assessment tool form doc assistive technology.